that there was a saying in the Medina, أجود النساء الأختين عائشة وأسماء. وأجود النساء means the most generous of all women, the two sisters, عائشة and أسماء. So they were very generous and always give for the sake of Allah. And we said there is a difference that one of them, Aisha, used to give right away. Asma used to save and until she has a big amount, and then she gives it all for the sake of Allah. Both ways are good, just different types. Even one time, an interesting story, when Aisha radiallahu anha was fasting, and she had some food, but again, she was giving for the sake of Allah. She forgot that she was fasting, and she gave everything up. Now, when the time of Maghrib came, she told her servant, prepare the food for us. It's almost time for Maghrib. I want to open my fast. Her servant told her, we don't have anything. She said, how can we not have anything? We had a lot of food today. Her servant said, you gave everything up. Just imagine someone, I mean, when we're fasting, all we think about normally is food. How can you? So Aisha said to her servant, why didn't you remind me? How can you forget that? And you're fasting. If you're not fasting, we can understand. You're fasting, you're hungry, and you forget that you gave up all the food you have. She opened her fast on water and a few dates. You know, that's what we call the small warm-up. When in Ramadan, we have this warm-up before we come to pray, and then we go for the real meal, right? For them, that was the real meal. Some dates with water. So you see that the way Aisha radiallahu anha used to spend for the sake of Allah, even whenever she wants to give money, she used to put atar in the money, on the dirham. Before she gives the money, she puts some nice smell on it, and then she gives it to the poor. And when she was asked, why do you do that? She said, because it falls in the hand of Allah before it falls in the hand of the poor. So I want it to smell good. Again, how beautiful is that? That the way Aisha radiallahu anha used to give for the sake of Allah. Another interesting thing is, she participated even in battles. She was there in the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud, and even the Battle of Al-Khandaq. How did she participate in the battle? Although she was a woman,